So we also have tonight Jack Rosenstein. He's 26 years old, from Albany, New York.
Rosenstein.
And he said, yes, I'm Jewish, but I'm a Christian now.
Right.
So come on up and tell us how God has had mercy on you.
All right. Hello. I'm Jack Rosenstein. Born March 30th, 1993. Jewish family. As a kid growing up, I just really had the perfect family. Like an amazing mother, amazing father. My father was in the restaurant industry and worked very hard to provide for the family. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom, just so loving and incredible. And then I also have my sister, Jill. And we just had the white picket fence and two golden retriever lifestyle. It was just amazing. And I was really a troubled kid. I did terrible in school, and I had bad ADHD, and they diagnosed me with this ADHD in third grade, gave me Ritalin, ADHD medicine to cope with that, and you know, at a very early age, I made the correlation of when I take my medicine, I school becomes more interesting and I feel better. Things are more emphasized. So I made this connection, and it followed me throughout my my whole life. When I got into high school and college, a little bit deeper into other drugs, and it really didn't help. Didn't help my my life. I really just struggled all throughout life with drugs, and yeah, you know, I somehow managed to get through high school and college, but definitely was not sober through it, and I didn't know the Lord either. I found the Lord July 24th, 2016. I had a drug overdose and woke up 6 weeks later. I was in a coma for 6 weeks, and they said I was going to be brain dead if I woke up. And I woke up 6 weeks later. Praise Jesus. You know, like I said, I'm from a Jewish family, but my father had a family friend who brought Jesus into my hospital room when I went into the coma, and my dad was just so. He didn't know Jesus prior to this, but he had this like blind faith in trusting in his friend and the Lord, and he was given strict instructions not to let anyone in my hospital room unless they verbally said they had the blood of Jesus on their hands, and he was reading Psalm 91 to me every night. I remember being in the coma and hearing Psalm 91. My dreams would get brighter, and the darkness would sort of leave, because in that coma, I believe I was in. I don't know if it was a purgatory or some sort of hell, but it was just a really horrible place in the beginning. And the Lord got rid of all that and woke me up. I had to learn how to walk again physically. And that's been a challenge. But the Lord has really helped me walk spiritually also with Him, and has really just totally changed my life. Just such, it's all His glory that I'm alive, you know, because while I was in the coma, a family, I guess, in a few rooms down, their son had overdosed on drugs also, and they were so tired of his addiction, and they had no faith that the Lord was going to save him, and the family decided to pull the plug on the life support, and the kid died. So I'm just, you know, I'm just so grateful. For this family friend, Tom, that brought the Lord into my whole family's life. My sister is at Jill's place now. She's doing amazing. I'm in Mod 8 at Justin's place, and it's just been such a blessing there. And, you know, it's just really helped me learn how to walk with the Lord even more. You know, I'm truly grateful for my life every day. You know, there's so many people that die to addiction. And, you know, I just... pray in Jesus' name that they all find help, and I'm just so grateful that I found the Lord, and that I found a way out of that bondage, and that it was hell, you know. You know, I'm just so grateful to walk with the Lord and to walk physically, and just to be alive today. And Justin's place is just St. Matthew's house in general has really just been such an amazing blessing. And I just thank Jesus for all of it. And that's really it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.